Scientists at the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute have confirmed that brain imaging can identify a person's mental state in the act of committing a crime. They did brain scans on 40 people who were told to think of a scenario where they might knowingly be breaking the law, and another one where they weren't sure if the action was criminal. Just think of that moment in the courtroom where the attorney defends a question by telling the judge, "Your Honor, it goes to state of mind."
They can put you in jail for 14 years or on probation, depending on what they decide the mental state was that you were in.
Neuroscientist Reed Montague, who led the 10-year study, says it proves the concept that certain patterns of blood flow detected by brain scans distinguish whether someone is in, say, a thoughtful state of mind or a reckless state of mind when thinking about a crime.
You can find a pattern of blood flow changes that correlates with the state of mind.
But he says MRI brain imaging data is not something that could be entered as evidence in court, at least not yet.
This does not sanction anything like, okay, come to the courtroom now. Okay, now come over here and do the scan. We do some fancy math on it. Okay, we're going to decide based on this scan that 2 years ago you were in a reckless state, mental state. And because of that, we're going to give you sentence A instead of the lesser sentence B.
But now that his team has offered proof of the concept that brain mapping can determine what someone's thinking, it raises questions that go beyond pure scientific inquiry, as Montague is well aware.
I mean, you know, what if we got to a point where we decided we might be able to dig out information against your will? I mean, what are you going to allow yourself to do if you thought you had a method to detect whether somebody was going to do something bad? That's not just a science question, is it? What kind of civilization do we want to build for ourselves?
He says George Orwell's dystopian novel, 1984, came up a lot when they were doing the research. Written in 1949, it describes a frightening world of the future where the thought police arrest people just for thinking negative things about the state. But fast forward to the 21st century, and we now have a relatively new field known as neurolaw, where brain imaging technology meets the legal system.
You know, you have a right against unreasonable search and seizure. Is your head also protected?
The 10-year study on brain imaging and state of mind was conceived under the direction of the MacArthur Foundation Research Network on Law and Neuroscience at Vanderbilt University. It was carried out by researchers at Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute and Yale. Its findings were published this week in the online early edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Robbie Harris.